made me think that there's more going on with him than he says, because he lies about everything. And this is a lot of days. It's not like a week trip. This trip is going to be more than 3 weeks. It's probably the longest we've ever been away. We usually go for like 3 weeks or so, 3 weeks and 2 days. This is closer to like 26 days, I think. That's a lot of time to be with somebody who yesterday when he was getting on a plane, you know, was very instigative, texting me, angry. I did everything I could yesterday to keep things calm, you know. I said, you know what, I'm just gonna like stay in love. Brought him in lunch, he left work early so he can make the plane. I brought him in lunch, you know, gave him a little snacks, whatever, but the texting from the plane, because my daughter didn't acknowledge him on Father's Day, but she had every right not to, okay? She saw Daddy under the influence of something for the first time in her life. On Friday, he was supposed to have an early dinner. He didn't show up. She came home and she said, where is he? And I'm not hiding anything from her. He's angry with me. He wants her to be like 2 years old and in the dark. She's going to be 23. She knows what's going on. And so he didn't want to spend Father's Day with us anyway. He always wants to go to the beach on Sundays. He wants against her and whatever. I won't go into detail. And so I don't know who I'm going to get, Jekyll or Hyde, and I don't want to be, I don't know if I want to be on a trip with someone that's going to be in the house. He's away right now.
Well, I'm glad about the house. I have a feeling the house was not going to be an issue, so we cut that part down. So now we're left with the husband. All right, sweetheart, and say your first name and his first name.
Kim Sam.
And say both names one more time.
Kim Sam.
And I got what is going on, so they're not telling me anything I don't know. And say both names one more time.
Kim, Sam.
Okay. And say both names one more time.
Kim, Sam.
I feel like you've got more power here than you realize in terms of the potentiality. In other words, how do I say this? We dream this whole thing. And so what we intend or what we perceive that aspect of and that's kind of what I'm left with. When I use a little bit of my intuitive awareness to kind of shift the focus, so in other words, I can have one experience with this person, and that's the relationship I have with the person, and here they are, and they're still that way, God bless them. But yet, that person can go see one of their friends, and with their friend, that friend experiences a completely different side of that person, because again, we've got these multiple selves. We're all a little bit of a multiple personality kind of being. And so because that's what, let me just mute this. Because that's, they don't have any of that agenda stuff going on with them, they get to experience a very more pleasant side of this individual than I would. So the bottom line is you have potentiality of working with your heart. And I know, like, you may say, well, I don't want to have to do work, you know, that kind of thing. So then it becomes a personal choice, obviously. But you do have the potentiality of working with your heart to focus on the more positive aspects of this individual. And so because that's the part that you're focused on, that is what you will dream in. That is what you will experience. It will take a little bit of decision on what you desire. In other words, because you're powerful, you can bring back that aspect that is not so pretty, you know? Now the other thing I'm going to tell you, so that you can just kind of have your wizard cap on, is as he feels bad about himself, he actually, believe this or not, he will project to you kind of like the worst part of him, because that's how he's feeling for himself. So you have the ability, being the wizard, of not responding to that and choosing to bring forth a different aspect. So it's sort of like, it requires a little bit of a meditative stance of like simply choosing to bring forth another aspect. The way I do it, I'll just give you some personal insight, is it's almost like when Abraham talks about pivoting. So it's sort of like he's going to project to you, because of how he's feeling about himself, I can almost guarantee it, where you're just going to see him in the worst light you are. And part of it's because that's how he's feeling about himself. So he's projecting that to you, and then you respond to it, and you're off to the races, and the door gets slammed or whatever. You have the opportunity to kind of have that awareness about what's going on. And if you just think of like Abraham's concept of pivoting, just pivoting, the way I do it is I just change. You know, whatever someone's like, wherever they're going, I just intuitively know that nothing positive is going to come from where this trail is headed. And I will simply pivot it to something that is neutral or perhaps even positive. And, you know, and because it's my dream too. So that is, they're saying that's the roadmap. That's the roadmap. And say your name one more time. I do feel like there's good energy to be had there. If you do choose to go. Oh, there is good energy for you to receive there from the ethers, the land, the whatever.
Yeah. I was saying, like, maybe you need to go to rehab, not Israel. You say, well, no, I'm always like my best place when I'm in Israel and everything. And, you know, he has to be done. I can't say when he's done, if you know what I mean. He has to decide he's done. Because when I push that issue, he brings up the D word, which I don't use. You know what I mean by the D word?
I do.
You know, it's over. But he never acts on it. He doesn't mean it. I know it, but... You know, he throws that out there because he's afraid I'm going to take his binky away, you know, kind of thing. You know, his pacifier away, and I'm going to interfere with whatever's keeping him going right now and comfortable to a point, I guess.
Well, this is about you. If you want to remember it, when this is about you and your path back to your soul, your truth. So to the best of your ability, stay in your power, keep it about you, not him. But say your name one more time.
Kim.
I'm looking to the cards for guidance. Intuition. Intuition.
Telling me that for days.
I
have my own intuition.
And say your name one more time.
Kim.
I feel like you can pull it off should you so desire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been back and forth. That's why I've been so, twisted inside.
You're going to have to work with your mind. You're going to have to work with your mind.
And I'm taking it on a daily basis. I mean, I'm like, well, I don't want to create anything, but I have to walk, like, take this day by day. I haven't been packing. Maybe I'll just start packing and just take it day by day and know that I can go either way and be okay with it going either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I will, when I meditate later, I will keep you in my prayers to see if I can bring forth any other information, or if not, just to do some prayer work to empower you, to help you move through this to determine your correct path.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, my love, let's go back to Avril and see if we can help her figure out what that block was all about. Maybe I just loved your hair do so much I lost my focus. I don't know. Yeah, you're so cute. So cute with that. I still think that about your hair. All right, so let me see what else I have to say to you. And say your first name.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
Gosh, what I want to say to you, I just don't feel like it empowers you as much as I would want, and yet it's just right there. And so,
That's it for my highest praise.
Okay, one moment, please.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And say your first name.
Ariel.
And say it one more time.
Ariel.
So I've got your dad here. It's you that his father's recently passed, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. All of a sudden my dad came in and I was like, oh, hi, nice to see you. Why are you here? And I totally got it that it was the imagery so I would understand what's going on. And then I had all these images of times with my father. Okay, so let me figure that out. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Hello.
I feel like he's almost like testing the waters of learning how to work between the realms. He's saying he was like listening to, and he says, and enjoying the communication when we were speaking of like the angelic community and what they're able to accomplish in times of need. So my very strong feeling is that he's making his way through some, oh gosh, I'm gonna say like situations of relevance, things that he needs to attend to, but he says he's going to be back. And he's going to be working with you. And say your name one more time.
Ariel.
He's going to be working with you, like assisting you. I really feel like in a very short period of time, he's got some like things to attend to, that's all I know. But in a very short period of time, my strong feeling is you're gonna be feeling his presence. And I suspect you'll probably hear his communications as well. But you'll definitely be feeling his presence and wondering, you know, like what this is all about. And it's not like he's going to be your spirit guide, but a little bit like that in the sense of helping you, supporting you, making your pathway clear, helping you to like accomplish things. So like a helping hand kind of thing. He's, what would be the word? I don't get words, I just kind of get these energy downloads. How do I say this? Ariel, say your name one more time.
Ariel.
I'll say it this way. He's aware of your abilities, so he's helping you to increase them, market them, develop them. But he's saying he's working through the airwaves. Yeah, my very strong feeling is you're just gonna intuitively feel his presence and he's going to help you. It's almost like a spirit guide, I wanna say, but like not in a formal way, but he's gonna, it's just part of like his divine plan now, or his, not contract, but just something that he's very interested in terms of assisting you. That's what he's saying. He'll be back. So just be aware of that. Just be aware of that when you feel his presence. He's definitely there, but he's not just there actually saying hi. He's there in some kind of assistance capacity. Okay, so I want to share that, and let me see what else I can tell you. And say your name one more time.
Ariel.
trusting what you're receiving. So what's happening is how do I say this? Ariel, say your name one more time.
Ariel.
You
receive.
I don't know what this is. And then you're like, well, that's all I got today. And I'm saying, not so bad, not so bad. Because as you will slow down, as you'll slow down your mind, and almost like shut your mind off is the best way. And it sounds so weird, but we're trying to put the world of opposite. So instead of trying to work hard at whatever you're doing, whether you're opening up to spirit or looking for new ideas, place where you just breathe freer, you're more relaxed, I just keep getting this relaxation, like just trusting, relaxing, surrendering, loving yourself, just like this really relaxed kind of state. It's almost like an executive that needs to come up with a marketing idea and they just can't think of anything, and it's like time pressure is on, you know, they got to do it by tomorrow at noon, and they've got nothing. They've just got nothing. So they decide to keep their tennis appointment because it's like, I'm not getting anything done now anyway, and they go and play tennis, and while they're playing tennis, it's like boom, the idea just suddenly comes to them. It's a little bit like that. You're not trying to work to create. You're more so allowing, and say your name one more time, please.
Ariel.
Thank you. You're more so allowing your, like, almost like your Buddha nature just to be downloaded. It's the weirdest thing, not weird, but wonderful thing, actually, in that you're kind of like, and I say this in a positive, like you're a ticking time bomb waiting to happen. In other words, your truth is just going to be downloaded into you. You're literally going to go from like 0 to 100 in a nanosecond. It's not a lot of, let me take 6 classes, let me go to Hawaii to this retreat. I mean, like you can, but to be honest, it's all set up for you. Like I literally see this suitcase, like in the beginning message, you may have missed it, but they were talking about like just dropping these spiritual gifts that are ours. So the imagery was like, there's a suitcase, it's our suitcase, and here come the gifts, here come the rays. And so you've got it all, if you can remember this, you have this destiny, you really do, you specifically, and you have it all set up already matured, already outlined, already formulated, sort of like in fourth dimensional reality. And so what you're learning how to do is play the game of readiness in terms of saluting your higher self, in terms of being in alignment with your higher self. And so as you allow that to unfold, almost like, not a lotus flower, but it's almost like just like a vibrational match versus, if you think frequency, think vibration, versus doing a lot of work. That's what I want to say to you. It's not a lot of work for you at all. It's already a given. When I'm tuning into you, it's like you literally have this, I don't know if I've said this to you before probably, but you already have this destiny and it's all laid out. What you're doing is learning how to align with your natural state or that higher, when I say higher, I actually say that very loosely because it's not so much higher than where you now reside. It's more so of, if this can make sense at all to you, it's more so of permitting yourself to move into a relaxed state of consciousness. The more that relaxed, it's a weird thing, like hurry up and relax, right? But again, it's all I keep getting. The more you can go into this relaxed state of attunement and agreement and release yourself from denying yourself anything, my very strongest feeling is you suddenly just take your power back and you suddenly slip into it. And it's suddenly like, oh my gosh, you know, here I am. Here I am. And say your name one more time.
Ariel.
Gosh. Give me one quick second, sweetie. Drop mind, go into your heart and pretend it already is. I almost feel like that's the best piece of advice I could possibly give. Drop mind, go into your heart and pretend it already is. Oh my gosh. It's so, you're just this like good fortune kitty waiting to become animated, waiting to become alive. The more that you can permit like your true self to awaken, to emerge, it's already there. It's already developed. And say your name one more time.
Aria.
It's like allowing yourself to receive the truth of you. Allowing yourself to receive the truth of you. I hope all that helps. Dad will be back for certain as well.
Thank you. That all makes perfect sense.
Oh, good. Good. Just beautiful. Thank you. And the energies are just beautiful when I tune into you. Oh, I just feel like I just went to a Hawaiian retreat myself. Okay, so I do believe we have covered everybody. One moment, please. Indeed, we wish to impart a special gift to our channeler. One moment, please. Please remain in your seats and allow the transmission to occur. She, as well as each of you, will be delighted with the offering. One moment, please. And so we turn our attention to each of the participants. Extraordinary opportunities await as you adjust and become accustomed to your light. Go in awareness that truly the world, it is a magical place, a place of new beginnings, a place of harmonizing with your true essence. Until next time, we stand by, ready to serve the masters of new consciousness. Welcome home, dear brethren. Welcome home. And so it is.